Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this issue of Radically Right. This is Jack Otto, your host, live for this Saturday night, March the 10th, 2007. We're here to talk about the insiders and the trouble they cause, their plans for your future, children and your grandchildren. Serious situation. As with every week, I want to start off our meeting with a little prayer. And I ask that you not just listen to me pray, but add your voice. Please join in. And I do ask that you'd add your voice so that a multitude is praying together. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons, Ishmael and Isaac, our heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment and our voices with your word. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause the New World Order to fail and its conspirators to be exposed and defeated. Give us courage, help, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand and shrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are assaulted on all fronts with lies. Lies about everything. Lies about what's going on in Iraq. Lies what's already started in Iran. Lies about the 134 countries in which we have a military presence. Lies about everything. About the POWs left behind. And some of the worst lies that they run on us are the sins of omission. Failure to tell us about important things. Failure to tell us about what's happening to POWs that were left behind. It's just not mentioned. It's not newsworthy, and they don't want to cover it. A good example of it is the depleted uranium weapons that are being utilized in the destruction of Iraq. Like Agent Orange before it, government denies that it's a problem. Like Agent Orange, it's making our boys sick. Once they come through a tank wall, we find that it powders to a dust and it's scattered everywhere. And we know that the depleted uranium is not depleted. The reason we know it's not depleted is because one of our own was hit with what they call friendly fire. And of course, when he got sick, they told him he was malingering and he needs to suck it up and get back into the battle and quit faking being sick. But the truth of the matter was he was really sick, and some of that shrapnel started working its way out, and he took a piece of it that came out of his back, dropped it in an envelope, and sent it to his father that worked in the Los Alamos Laboratories in the Southwest. And his father checked it out with a Geiger counter, and it pegged the meter. That is, the needle went all the way over to the hottest spot. The stuff is nasty. Now, when it pegs the meter like that, you can be sure people are going to be getting sick. And the boys are coming home sick, and they're having babies that are deformed. We're going to talk about that right after this break, so please stay tuned. This is Jack Otto, your host with Radically Right. We're here to take a bite out of that new world order.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected
to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to our evening edition of Radically Right. This is your host, Jack Otto. I want you to know that we can be reached in three different ways. Number one, you can catch us on the internet at rbnlive.com. We are available on shortwave at 5.050 and on the satellite at Galaxy One Transponder 17, Narrowband 7.92, Horizontal Polarity 133 West. And I want to remind you right off the bat here that freedom isn't free. And our forefathers warned us that if we ever let it slip away, it would have to be regained at the price of toil and treasure and blood. They put a lot on the line that we may be freed, and if we don't maintain it, if we don't guard it, and the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. We could let that slip through our fingers, and our children and grandchildren wouldn't have it any longer. Now, if you know of somebody other than Republic Radio that's really bringing about the news that you need, the information necessary for you to maintain your freedom, support them. But if you're like me, you know that Republic Broadcasting Network is the forefront of what's really going on, what's really happening here, the real push to save our freedom and support them. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. That's Republic Broadcasting Network. 1015 S as in South Mays, M-A-Y-S, at Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. I'm reminded of some of the great speakers in our past, people who have mentioned things that really ring home, because like George James Santayana said, if we fail to remember the past, we are condemned to repeat it. And I think the words of Julius Caesar are important here, because he warned us that we should beware the leader that bangs the drums of war in order to whip the citizenry into a patriotic fervor. For patriotism is indeed a double-edged sword. It both emboldens the blood just as it narrows the mind, and when the drums of war reach a fever pitch and the blood boils and the hate in the mind has closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizen. Rather, the citizenry, infused with fear and blinded by patriotism, will offer up all their rights unto the leader, and gladly so. How do I know? For this is what I have done, and I am Caesar. That's Julius Caesar. If you remember these things, if you can quote from famous personages in the past, you have a better chance of impressing your friends and making them see the light of the danger in front of them, because you and I don't have much credibility as far as they're concerned. But great people in the past are taken a little more seriously. Like Daniel Webster, who said, "Good intentions will always be pleaded for every assumption of authority. It is hardly too strong to say that the Constitution was made to guard the people against the dangers of good intentions. There are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be masters." That's a direct quote from Daniel Webster, one of our founding fathers. There was a great Russian narrative called Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Izvayevich Solzhenitsyn. And he talked about the Soviet threat. And when he was captured and did time in the prison camps, he wrote down and later published after he was able to escape from there, how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive or not? Or if during periods of mass arrest, people had not simply sat in their lairs, paling with terror, at every bang at the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, and whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. We cowered back. We were afraid we would be next. We hoped it would all blow over. Once we were enslaved, we thought of all the things we could have done to stop them. There was another man who was one of the heroes of the Founding Fathers, a guy by the name of John Locke. And he noted that whenever legislatures endeavor to take away and destroy the property of the people, to reduce them to slavery under arbitrary power, they put themselves into a state of war with the people, who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience. And we can see how our current politicians have openly defied the Constitution And they believe they have some kind of authority to do so because of the bankruptcy that was filed here in the United States in the early 30s. And Congress was made a custodian of the country. And they gave the president, from that position of authority and power, the power to make executive decisions. And through these executive decisions, we see that what we thought were unalienable constitutional rights have been whittled away to nearly nothing. And it's important for us to stand up and speak out and do what is absolutely necessary to make sure that our children and grandchildren are able to maintain freedom. One of our former presidents, at a time before he was president, Sam Adams, said in 1776, "If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arm. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains rest lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever one of our countrymen." When the Founding Fathers were speaking out like that, we should listen. They're the ones that put their lives on the line to throw a king off our back. And this is going to be the land of the free only as long as we're brave. Or as soon as we're willing to fold, they're willing to step in. And those people who say, "Well, I'm willing to do what I can," and unless, of course, they threaten my job. Well, is that all it takes for you to give up your freedom, is for them to threaten your job? If that's it, they'll do it. If you're willing to stand up for freedom and fight as long as they don't threaten your life, they're willing to threaten your life. And if that's all it takes to make you fold, they're willing to take the step. You got to get out there. You got to fight. It takes more than voting. It takes waking up people. See, voting has become a joke. There was a guy named Yosef Verzarinovich Jugashvili. Now, he was a Yiddish fellow. His real name was Joseph Stalin. No, his real name was Yosef Verzarinovich Jugashvili. He passed himself off as Joseph Stalin. He passed himself off as an anti-Semite after the likes of Trotsky. But he was one of the same crowd. And when he said those who cast their votes died nothing, those who count the votes died everything. If we're going to be free, we're going to have to be brave. And there's too many people out there that are willing to fold. Now we have to understand that that voting process is ephemeral. It's delicate. And it doesn't take too much to circumvent that. See, there are only three companies in the whole country that control the voting machines and their maintenance. And all three of those companies are mafia affiliates. Few people find solace in the merging of the mafia with the CIA into a single unit that was formulated very shortly before the assassination of President Kennedy at the Masonic Daily Plaza. We're going to talk more about vote scam when we get back from this break. Pay attention to the sponsors. Be willing to patronize them. Help keep this kind of programming afloat. Do your part.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back to Ready to Be Right. This is Jack Otto, your host. We're talking about vote scam right now. And if you want to join in on this conversation, the telephone number is 1-800-313-9443. We welcome your input. Now, the first evidence to surface publicly was when the vote scam was exposed in the mid-1980s by employees of Cincinnati Bell Telephone. See, the Cincinnati election computer went down for a short time period and came back up with dramatically different tallies. And three men began to decry the fraud. The three were employees of Cincinnati Bell Telephone. They were Bob Grace, Lonnie Gates, and Jim Condit of Cincinnati, Ohio. They were particularly vocal in their role about the affair, and they spoke on talk shows telling of extensive tapping services rendered for the FBI, and according to Gates and Drace, it was commonplace to tap into the telephone lines and record the conversations of prominent political and business magnates. Gates indicated that it was pervasive with many people under such scrutiny. Cincinnati Bell Security had directed that cooperation be extended to the FBI in every possible way. The FBI agents told these men that what they were doing was for the good of America. So they did their best to accommodate the feds and tapped into numerous people's privacy without warrants. Bob Gates came to suspect that his efforts were not for the good of America. Suspicion erupted when he was tapping into the election computer for the FBI and saw that the tally changed dramatically. Losers became winners, and the will of the voters was thwarted, and he knew that was not for the good of America, and he began to expose the treachery. Now, these whistleblowers tried to wake up the people, but much of the media didn't want to help. Their expose included a machine called the MLT-2. It was a remote phone-tapping device. It was a $20,000 piece of equipment that allowed the possessor to call any number in the country and listen unobtrusively to every call made or received. Their crusade was short-lived. We do not hear much about them anymore. Better documentation on the breadth and the depth of corrupt elections was compiled by the Collier brothers. Kenneth and James Collier were investigative reporters that decided to delve into the election process by running as a candidate against a major incumbent. Dell Publishing liked their idea of conducting a campaign without advertising expenditures and approved their game plan with an advance. See, Ken ran against the incumbent congressman, Claude Pepper of Dade County, Florida. Now, Claude Pepper had long held his post and was near retirement. He was considered father of the Social Security system and was unbeatable, so few ever considered running against him. Collier brothers walked the streets of Miami, shaking hands and passing out flyers and speaking at church and VFW assemblies. So on December 3 of 1970, only 3 minutes after the polls closed, the CBS affiliates made perfect projections on the percentage of all 250 candidates would receive. 20 minutes later, NBC predicted the actual count every candidate would receive. Later, they found out these projections were based on one voting machine. The investigation was supposed to end that night. However, it sparked a new beginning. And the Collier brothers launched a 25-year investigation that culminated their book, Vote Scam. First, they went to the station and got copies of the on-air readouts. The media people said that the League of Women Voters was phoning in the vote totals to make the projections. And a visit to the president of the league proved that was not true. Joyce Diefendorfer, the president, denied that any of her people were calling in results from any precinct. She said, and I quote, "I do not want to get caught in this thing," and she broke down crying. Ken and Jim Collier began filing reports with the FBI. The newspapers were not interested in covering them. The Collier brothers interviewed the computer program to ask how he made his projections with the results from a solitary voting machine. And when they expressed concern, that such an extensive projection didn't seem possible from such a small database, the programmer, Elton Davis, quipped, quote, "You'll never prove it. Get out," end of quote. The FBI and Justice Department were not interested either with any of the newspapers. In 1973, Sequoia Pacific Manufacturing Incorporated of Jamestown, New York, came out with a new print-o-matic voting machine. The pilot program for the new machines was conducted in Florida. The locks prohibited the precinct delegates from opening the back of any machine, and the new feature was touted as security to safeguard the sanctity of the vote. The new system had a crank that ran a roller over the numbers and embossed the results on a paper strip. This strip was cranked out at the beginning of each election to show that the startup numbers were all zeros, and then it was cranked again at the end of the day to receive total count. Talk more about that right after this break. Please stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking about the printomatic voting machine that was brought out by Sequoia Pacific Manufacturing Incorporated of Jamestown, New York, in the year 1973. And the pilot program for the new machines that were conducted in Florida. The locks on the back prohibited delegates from opening the back of the machine, and it was touted as security to safeguard the sanctity of the vote. Now, the strip was cranked out at the beginning of each election to show that the startup numbers were all zeros. Then it was cranked again at the end of the day to receive the total vote count. And on the morning of the very first day of that pilot effort, 600 voting machines jammed, and technicians were brought in to free the paper strips that were stuck inside. And when the voting machines were opened, the delegates noted not only the zeros they expected, but also the total tally that could not logically have been there until after the end of the election day. And this prompted 4,000 precinct delegates to walk off in protest. The next day, the Miami Herald ran an article saying there had been some problem with the voting machine and that they had to be manned by policemen and firefighters. The newspapers failed to mention why those delegates were protesting, and the jamming of paper embossing rollers is no longer a problem, and those printomatic voting machines are now used throughout the nation. The evidence was presented to the circuit court. The court appointed Ellis Rubin, the Watergate attorney, to evaluate the validity of the documentation. Ellis Rubin found merit in their research, and as assistant state attorney, he tried to proceed with the case. The court ruled in a way to try to dissuade him by requiring him to give up his immunity. He waived immunity and pressed on with it. Shortly thereafter, Ellis Rubin came out of the courthouse and announced that Janet Reno has declared the statute of limitations has run out on this crime, and she refuses to prosecute. And at that point, Rubin literally ran from the courthouse. You know, there is no statute of limitations for continuing fraud. And this fraud is treason. And there's no limitation on prosecuting treason. See, Janet Reno was not telling the truth. The newspapers were not interested at all in carrying this story. In 1964, the media formed a joint network called News Election Services. Through it, they pooled information and draw from that pool. The board was located at 225 West 34th Street in New York City, and offices were to be found on the 13th floor of the World Trade Center. Now, that collusion puts a layer of bureaucracy between the election results and reality. The media wouldn't find this newsworthy, but it is. The president of News Election Services Incorporated, Robert Flaherty, was asked how the system works, and as usual, when asked how the NES counts and disseminates the vote, he replied, and I quote, "This is not a proper area of inquiry." Well, it was. It has to do with something very important to all of us. Does our vote count or doesn't it? And it was Jim Collier that traveled extensively to decry election abuses. His family, includes men like Dr. Howard Strauss, Princeton computer science professor. Dr. Strauss works within a small national group of concerned citizens who comprise an organization called Election Watch. And he said, "The presidential election of 1992, without much difficulty and with little chance of the felons getting caught, can be stolen by computers for one candidate or another. The candidate who can win by computer has worked far enough ahead to rig the election by getting his consultants to write software that runs thousands of vote-counting computers from coast to coast. There are so many computers that use the same software now that a presidential election can be tampered with. In fact, may already be tampered with. Because of trade secrecy, nobody can be the wiser. Nobody can be the wiser." Jim Collier tells of the experience conveyed to him by a beautiful and charming woman in Waterloo, Iowa. She was a member of the school board and hosted a public access TV program. And after reading the vote scam book, she went to the voting officials and asked to verify that no votes were on the machine before the election. She was told, quote, "One hell freezes over, lady," end of quote. The next day, the local newspaper, the Iowa Courier, vilified her and warned people not to read Collier's book. There are many incidents in the annals of vote fraud. Susan Brenneker's experience is shocking. She ran for council in the Jefferson Parish, East New Orleans, located just east of the Mississippi River. Her opponent's nephew happened to be the election supervisor. The uncle won, and his nephew fatally shot himself. After the election, Susan Brenneker took a video camera to the warehouse where election voting machines were stored. She made a video record of voting for herself on one of the machines, and the first votes cast that she cast for herself were recorded properly. The next five votes registered for her opponent, even though they were also cast for her name. She tried other machines in the warehouse to find that half the votes for her resulted in votes cast for her opponent. Susan went to the local TV stations and got some airtime for her videotape record of that experience. She also went to court, and the newspapers refused to cover the story. The judge refused to allow her to have expert witnesses and quickly dismissed the case. Too many election supervisors hire outsiders to run the election for them. They stand back while consultants administer their job and implement their own software. Corporations such as Fiddler and Chambers, EFM of California, and Triad from Ohio are willing to take over that responsibility for a fee. It is necessary to restore integrity to the voting franchise as long as computers are in control. Programmers are able to do magic tricks with etheric dips and bytes, and it's really necessary to return to paper ballots that are cast into a clear plexiglass block. And all of us would prefer the ballot box to the bullet box. Again, Joseph Stalin, the premier of Russia, whose real name was Joseph Vissarionovich Djugashvili, said, "Those who cast their votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything." You too may join this conversation. The telephone number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I'm reminded of the words of a great Roman orator by the name of Tacitus, who said very simply and to the point, "The more corrupt the state, the more numerous the laws." And I remember back in the mid-80s when President Reagan came on television decrying how the tax system was inequitable, how that it was unfair that the little guy couldn't deduct his expenses of going to and from work and what he had to do on the job, while the fat cats were able to deduct their three martini lunches. And he wanted to, at least he said he wanted to, reform the tax code so that it would be more equitable across the board. But when he got done, it was actually 11,500 new pages of law. And some of it was so slanted that you could not help but come to the conclusion that it was done for the benefit of the rich and at the expense of the working class. And what was designed, or at least touted to design, a more fair and equitable situation for the common man turned out to be another ripoff. Mark Twain said it well. He said, "The only difference between a tax man and a taxidermist is that the latter leaves the skin." And we find out how so many people have been ripped. And when the IRS hits your home with a task force of criminal investigators, your rights are trampled with regularity. And the case that you get is really trumped up. And due process is sidestepped by some of the most obtrusive law that you could ever imagine. For example, when you get to court, you may not, and they give you a list of things that you may not bring up. And if you do bring them up, you will be charged with contempt of court. And one of the things you may not bring up is the Bill of Rights. Number five, it says that you do not have to testify against yourself. See, the way they got around that was the people wanted to get Al Capone. And when they finally got Al Capone, it was not for murder or bootlegging. They got him for income tax evasion. And it was his lawyers that said, wait a minute. He has a Fifth Amendment here that says you do not have to testify against yourself. And to make anybody fill out these forms and tell you what they've been doing and how they've been doing it is contrary to the Constitution for the United States, contrary to the Bill of Rights. But the courts upheld that because people wanted it. Now when you are in trouble with the IRS, they cite that case, Capone versus the people. The government view the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. If it stops moving, subsidize it. That was Ronald Reagan. And it was Sir Winston Churchill who said, I contend that for a man to try to tax himself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket trying to lift himself up by the handle. Government is very inefficient. For example, they have to take $12 from you, give one to the poor. With that kind of inefficiency, we would be much better to leave charity in the hands of the churches as it was done in yesteryear. See, if your barn burnt down, the next day people would be there with boards and nails and some with food to feed the workers so that your life didn't have to be quite so totally disrupted. But if the people noticed that your kids were going hungry because you were a drunk, they might talk to you about that. Whereas with the state now, being an alcoholic is a disease, then you may not even discriminate against them in hiring. Although, if you've got a drunk on your job, you're responsible for what they do. So you're caught between a rock and a hard place. And there is no relief coming. There was a guy named O'Rourke that said giving money and power to government is like giving whiskey and car keys. Age boy. There's got to be some limitations of what we're willing to put up with. But so many people seem to feel that as long as they're got that Monday night ball game there, there's beer and chips at hand, things can't be all bad. And they don't realize how our rights have been eroded over time, just whittled to nearly nothing. But we have to be brave. We're going to be free. And if we lack the intestinal fortitude, we will be back down. We will be closed off. We will be shut up. And what you thought was free speech was diminished over time. And we now know from these Patriot Acts and the Homeland Security and the definitions that they have in them that our rights are being diminished over time. Now they define what a terrorist is. Let me mention a couple of those because it's really important. They define a terrorist as someone who quotes the Constitution. They also define a terrorist as being someone who is too nice, too polite. You got to worry about those people. And with this being probable cause now, and of course they don't have to take the probable cause to a magistrate and get a search warrant, they can do anything they want. They can even do these sneak and peek searches where they come into your home, sneak around, take what they think is necessary, slip back out quietly. And it's all done under the auspices of giving up a little of our liberty for the case of security. And it was Benjamin Franklin, I believe, that said, those who are willing to surrender liberty for security serve neither. And I got to tell you, you get neither. Because when you surrender some of your liberty because you think you were going to get security, it puts you in a different playing field, not the level one, wherein those public servants have become your masters and they can look down their nose at you and herd you into prison. They don't have to notify your family anymore that you've been arrested. You don't have to have a telephone call. And you don't have to have a trial. We're going to be back in just a minute. I hear the bumper music coming up. I want you to listen to our sponsors. Take heed and patronize them wherever possible. Because we need freedom alive.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666.
Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking about taxes and the election fraud and how things are done to manipulate us so that we go from being sovereign free people to subjects of an all-powerful superstate that has the right to tell us what's good for us. It used to be that government could not act on its own to press charges against it. The sheriff could be approached by one of us, and if we make an accusation, he would act on our behalf. And because he was acting on our behalf instead of his own, he had immunity from charges that could result if it turned out to be a false accusation. Now, they still give law enforcement that immunity, but now they're acting on their own, where they should not have immunity. And, of course, we have Supreme Court decisions to tell us that it's important that in cases of constitutional breaches, that there is no immunity. I think I just heard that we have a caller. If we do, bring him up, please. Larry in Texas. How are you, Larry?
Hello?
I can't hear Larry. Would you bring him up?
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Could you bring up the gain in my ear a little? I'm having trouble hearing the bumper music and Larry.
Is this better?
Some. Go ahead, Larry.
Okay.
Jump right into your point.
Oh, well, thank you for the prayer at the beginning of your show. And I want to be the first to give you a belated San Jacinto Day.
A belated what day?
San Jacinto Day. Okay. Go on. That's the day we won our, Texas won its independence from Mexico. San Jacinto Day. You still there?
That was 150 years ago.
Yes. But anyway, it was just the other day, Friday, it was, that Friday was, you still there or are we gone?
No, you're on. Please go ahead.
Okay, I got music coming up. So. Anyway, yeah, the voting machines are definitely rigged, and, vote anyway. At least let them know you're there and mark your car some way to show that you're against the New World Order.
Yeah, we all have to take a stand. We've got to speak out.
Yeah,
if you don't take a stand and you don't speak out, how are anybody going to find out about this?
Right.
It's never going to make it across the face of your television. It's not going to be headlined in the newspapers. And if there is any coverage of it, it's going to be to talk about us as conspiracy theorists.
Right. Well,
nutcases. Paranoid nutcases that should be put away.
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.